Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Mark Whitman.
And we want to send a shout-out now to all the guys who have become patrons. Michael Tribble, Jeff Becker, Michael Hofer, Scott Hicks, Tommy Stanley. Just appreciate you.
Dustin Donahue.
Yeah, Dustin. Justin Donahue. We just appreciate, you know, your financial support of the show. It means a lot to us. It helps keep us on the air.
Yes,
and
does.
If you want to support the Double Dropkick Show, you can go to patreon.com/doubledropkick. Also, a lot of times as you're listening, maybe you don't necessarily want to get off the podcast and go post something in Facebook in our group. You just want to tweet us something. Hey, I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at the DDK Show.
So we would love to hear what you're talking today.
And always, like, if you're a patron.
Yes.
If you're a new patron and you're in the Patreon group on Facebook, like, send me questions there.
Yes.
Whatever. And I'll talk about them. It's just easier for me because I'm not tech savvy, as Keith will tell you. And it's easier for me, man, because I'm lazy. And you'll know that I'm going to see it and I'm going to respond to you.
Right. We do hope that group grows and grows, and we'll be moving.
And it's exclusive. If you want me, it's exclusive to that group.
Yeah.
You can get Heath in the 50,000 member group.
Right.
You're going to get me in the smaller group.
Right. I'm McDonald's and you're...
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I know.
What I'm saying, but I mean, it's... Like, you have to do something special for the people who are willing to support you. So what I'll do is try to go on once a week and answer any questions people have. Because I get them a lot. I mean, I know you do too. And that's where I'll answer them at. And sometimes, like today, we're going to do it and Heath may be there with me. Sometimes he won't.
Right.
Sometimes he's just going to sit to the side and ask the questions and shut up.
Right. Right. Sometimes I'm just going to print off episodes of the Wrestling Observer, read them verbatim, and have you comment.
And then say, tell 20 stories, and then say, you got any more stories? And then I'll say, no, you pretty much summed them up.
Yeah, roll tide. All right, so today, you're listening to this episode. We've been doing the Ultimate Fantasy Tournament, and because this is one of those time-related episodes, because Pro Wrestling Illustrated just released their year-end issue with the year-end awards.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go through those, and we're going to give you our picks for these awards.
Uh-huh.
And then we would love to know your thoughts on who should have won these awards. One thing that surprised me, that really disappointed me, I posted in our Facebook group, Mark, hey, tell me who you think would win, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. One of them I put up there was Manager of the Year. Pro Wrestling Illustrated does not do Manager of the Year anymore.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some great managers on the independent scene, but by and large, outside of Paul Heyman in WWE.
Yeah.
He
doesn't identify as a manager.
He is an advocate. A swig of water for the working man. So let's get her started. First award, Rookie of the Year.
Okay. AJ Styles.
Is it going to be that kind of day where Big Show wins everything?
No.
AJ, I see what you're saying.
You know, he debuted at the Royal Rumble on the Big Show. He's had a great year. He won the title.
Yeah, I mean, he's had maybe – would you say he's had the best rookie year ever? Mark.
Right up there with Mark Calloway coming over and – putting on that black suit and black hat and becoming the Undertaker.
All right, Mark, when they made AJ Styles grow his hair like that, was that a rib?
That was a rib, yeah.
All right, so let me give you my pick, and then I'll tell you who the PWI fans voted for. My pick for Rookie of the Year is a young man named Matt Riddle.
Okay. He is actually, no joking aside, he is pretty good.
Former UFC fighter, has wrestled in Evolve, has wrestled all over the world, wrestled in PWX up in North Carolina this year. And this is my sole reason, because when you say Rookie of the Year, yeah, I mean, you joke about AJ Styles, but who are rookies? There's so much wrestling out there. And now when a guy gets into NXT or WWE, he's been around for a long time. Even you got this kid that won the UK tournament, Tyler Bate. Kid's 19. Been wrestling 5 years.
So what constitutes it? Like, by the time somebody makes it to the stage where you're going to know who they are, they're not rookies anymore.
Right. So my reason for picking Matt Riddle is he legitimately is a rookie. He's within his first year and a half of the business. And I picked him simply because when I got my Flow Slam subscription, all right, which I have canceled, and I'll mention why in a second.
But it was so good, you just couldn't watch anything else. It done ruined wrestling for you.
But I signed up for Flow Slam because Matt Riddle and Chris Hero were going to have their third match of a trilogy. And I like Chris Hero. I wanted to see Matt Riddle. I paid $20 to see that one match as part of an Evolve show. Now, when I got on Flow Slam, and this isn't Flow Slam's fault, I don't think. So much of the, I tried to watch some different promotions on there. The lighting, the lighting around the ring, really bad.
I was wondering how you'd feel about it when you finally watched it.
The audio of the promos, you can't really hear it. So to me, until they add some more promotions on there, you know. I spent $20, I kept a month, and then I canceled. Any other thoughts on Rookie of the Year?
A young man named Austin Jordan.
Yes.
I mean, you know, he's working for Three Count, and he's a young guy. I mean, he's got some talent. And
I think we'll be talking about him at the end of 2017 in this conversation for absolute sure.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I'm proud of him, man. I mean,
we've seen him from day one. Put work in.
I remember the first time he got in a ring, standing there watching him going, "Oh yeah, we got somebody here."
Yeah.
And he has not disappointed. I'm proud of him.
Yeah. So Pro Wrestling Illustrated, their winner, Nia Jax.
Their winner for what?
Rookie of the Year.
Oh, Rookie of the Year, okay.
With Nia Jax, 48% of the votes. First runner-up, Leo Rush. Second runner-up, Matt Riddle. And third runner-up, some MMA woman who's just gotten in wrestling. All right, next, we've got Inspirational Wrestler of the Year. Your thoughts?
Scotty Matthews.
Scotty Matthews.
Who, was in a serious car wreck and run over on his bicycle.
Yeah.
Wind up coming back. I mean, that's impressive. I'm always impressed by that kind of thing. So, I mean, I think of him. God, I mean, I'm not inspired by wrestling. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
I enjoy wrestling. I like it, but it's not like it. I ain't trying to be a jerk. I mean, I'm just not that guy.
Yeah, for me, when I think of inspirational, and I had a tie, okay, because I'm allowed to do that. First of all, you need to know, inspirational voted on by the PWI readers, Bailey, 23% of the vote. She's the winner. Cody Rhodes, first runner-up. Seth Rollins, second runner-up, coming back from that knee injury.
Okay, I see that.
Dean Ambrose, third runner-up. I have no idea how he got that. My tie, one guy who you're going to hear a lot from me about in this episode, is AJ Styles. But because here's the thing. Like, when was the last time a non-WWE guy, a non-NWA, non-WCW guy, came into WWE and had the year that, like, he basically has done what we've all been saying for 10 years is impossible. I mean, he went over clean on Cena. He's had the title for quite a while.
And not for nothing, he got to show up and keep his name.
Yes.
And that is a big deal.
He showed up. His first encounter in the ring was with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And they were they were one-on-one for two minutes.
That was a good rumble last year, man. That was a good rumble.
Yes, yes. So I say AJ Styles, inspiring in the sense that he just did something that, because he's, in my opinion, he's that good, he won the right people over. Then my tie with him is Chris Hero.
Okay.
And the reason, we've talked about this, Chris Hero, 3 years ago, quits, gets fired, whatever, from NXT, goes, does what he wants to for the last 3 years, puts on a little bit of weight, has great matches all around the world, basically does things his way. WWE says, we want you to do our things our way. He says, no, he's gone. He goes, does it his way so well that they sign him back.
Yeah, that's true.
I
like these shows, I'll be honest with you. When we're talking about the new stuff, I do like it because you follow it so much closer than I do. And it's interesting to me. I like that. Because it does give me a chance to sit back and listen to you. Because, I mean, so much of our show, all joking aside, when we're talking about booking stuff or history
right.
stuff, you do defer to me a lot. And
yeah.
So I like this stuff because I don't – I mean, I know what you're talking about with all these guys.
Right,
I'm
familiar.
It's not like I never watch anything, but I watch the sound bites of wrestling.
Right, right, right. All right, moving along. I don't have this in my notes, so I'm most improved wrestler of the year. Let me give you the winners. We're going to do this different every time. The winner with 19% of the vote, The Miz.
Okay.
First runner up, T.J. Perkins. Second runner up, Kenny Omega. Third runner up, Dalton Castle. Now let me say this. I read somewhere that this typically has gone to the person who just got a push. That they didn't do anything different.
Right.
They just got a push. I think T.J. Perkins, I don't know that his work has improved so much. He just got in the Cruiserweight Classic spotlight. Mm-hmm. So does that mean his position in the world of wrestling may have improved? But I'd love your thoughts. Oh, and as you think back, who was the most improved wrestler?
J.C. Harper.
Okay.
Three count.
Then we absolutely are in agreement
on
this.
I have no hesitation saying that.
Yeah.
And I've said it to him, and he knows it. When we first started coming around the company, I'm not saying he wasn't good, but he had a lot of work to do, and he knows it.
Yeah.
But he is a guy, and when I say most improved, I don't mean just his matches have gotten better. I've watched him go to the gym, lose weight, invest money in buying nice, good gear.
Yes.
I've watched him train, for lack of a better term, and get in there and improve his craft. And I have had conversations with him about how to get better. I have given him hours and hours and hours of video footage that I know he's gone and watched.
Right.
Trying to learn how do people who have been successful, how do they do it?
Right. Right.
So there's more to it than just, oh, he's having better matches. I know the work.
Yes.
That J.C. Harper has put in to being better.
Yes.
And I say, I joked about AJ Styles being Rookie of the Year. When I tell you I think he's the most improved wrestler in the world, I mean it sincerely. I think he is the most improved wrestler in the world because I know the dedication that he's put into his craft over the last year.
Yeah. So in March of 2016, we had our Locked and Loaded show,
mm-hmm.
J.C. Harper. So many things happened that night, production-wise. Had some problem with the sound. And J.C. Harper has to cut a promo. And the mic's cutting in and out. I mean, he does his best.
Right.
But you compare that promo to his December 2006
yes, sir.
Promo.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different planet.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different level.
He's a completely different monster now.
Yeah. And yes, I absolutely agree. As I think there's, I mean, I don't, I exaggerate a lot. I exaggerate a lot. I don't know if people know that. But when I agree wholeheartedly with you. I think about all the wrestling that I know of in the world. Uh-huh. All the wrestling that I'm exposed to.
Yes.
The wrestlers. And you tell me their whole character, everything. From January 2016 to December 2016, J.C. Harper, it's not, there's not even a close second.
No,
in my book. Not.
And I'm dead serious. In the world, I think he's the best. He's the most improved.
Yeah, and still got, you know, the ceiling's high.
Oh yeah, he's just getting warmed up.
All right, next we've got comeback of the year. The winner has voted with 30% of the vote, Bill Goldberg, or excuse me, Goldberg. Mm-hmm. Then Seth Rollins, number two, Chris Jericho. Seth Rollins, first runner-up, Chris Jericho, second runner-up, and Matt Hardy, third runner-up. Thoughts on comeback of the
year?
Yeah,
I would say Goldberg.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Guy been off that long, come back and be that over. That's...
And agree or disagree with this statement. Goldberg, had this Goldberg been here in late WCW, he would have been even more over. Because this Goldberg can somewhat talk because he was talking from his heart.
Yes.
And I believed his promos.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like, why, you know, I mean, he could have been a Hulk Hogan.
I mean, he...
If they book him as a superhero.
You don't think they did book him as a superhero? I think they bungled. They bungled it.
Yes, yes.
You know, they dropped the ball on it. And WWEF, whatever, when he came there, tried to put a round peg in a square hole.
Yes.
And it didn't work.
Right.
But when you book Goldberg to be Goldberg, it's like booking... You couldn't book Steve Austin to do something different than Steve Austin does. You can't. When somebody's good at something,
yeah,
that's how you book them.
Right.
And if you don't want them to do it, then don't book them.
Correct. That's good. Good thoughts and a good lesson.
You don't want them to do what made you attract, what drew your attention to them to begin with, right, then just don't book them.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Woman of the year.
My wife.
All right, woman wrestler, woman of the year in wrestling.
Oh, Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie McMahon.
Who else? I'm guessing she made more money than anybody on the roster last year.
Hmm. Took fewer bumps.
You know?
Well, the winner is voted on by PWI. And what you'll notice about all these PWI polls, for the most part, kids, it's all WWE. So the people, I'm not saying that people that buy this don't watch other wrestling. The people that vote in this poll don't watch other wrestling.
True.
Woman of the year is Charlotte, and I'm looking at this issue of PWI on my iPad, and they picked probably the worst picture in the history of the world of Charlotte to put. It's just ridiculous.
What's wrong with it?
It's just not like... It's
not flattering?
Not a flattering picture.
Okay.
Charlotte got 40%, Sasha Banks 35%, Bayley 12%, Becky Lynch 7%.
Now, see, actually, going back, I was going to say Becky Lynch would get my vote.
Okay.
Because Charlotte and Sasha Banks and Bayley, when they were in NXT, they were going to be the next.
Mm.
Whatever.
Right.
And especially with Sasha Banks and Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte with her pedigree, I mean, how is she not going to be a big star? And Sasha Banks, I mean, she's okay. I don't think Sasha's as great as a lot of other people seem to. I think she's way too small, and it exposes a lot of things with her in her work. Like, especially when they start trying to do Hell in a Cell matches, and she doesn't have enough body weight to break a table. Hmm. Things like that. And Bailey's good, but I mean, I enjoy Bailey, but Becky Lynch was kind of the fourth tier
right
of that crew, and then for her to be able to go to SmackDown and be the title, be in the main female storylines.
Yeah.
You know, whether she, you know, whatever she had, whatever procedure she had done, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I don't know. I don't know any rumors. Do you know any rumors? I don't know.
No. I certainly wouldn't allege that, you know.
Oh, well, okay.
I wouldn't go alleging anything about anybody and abortions and whatnot. So.
Oh, my.
I don't know. I don't know. I just wanted to.
You just wanted to take it from zero?
Running
off a cliff.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you, man. I wouldn't allege that about anybody.
All right. So, as is typical, I'll go with Mark Becky Lynch. That's a good answer. Feud of the
year. I just put you over as being the guy who knows more than any. And I'm
no. So my vote was going to be Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I didn't put a lot of thought into it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't put any thought into it. I like when you started talking, then I started thinking about
it. But when you say everything you did, they put Charlotte. So think about this. Raw women's division has the star power of Charlotte, Sasha, Bayley. And they've had great. Where SmackDown, I mean, there's some low, you know, Natalya and Nikki Bella are having that feud, but Becky Lynch has, from day one of the brand split, she has carried that division. Her feud with Alexa Bliss has been pretty entertaining. I think Alexa Bliss, as small as she is, so athletic,
and
doggy,
she's cute.
And then Mickey James came back the other night.
She's hot too, man. And really, when you're talking about women, and that was important.
Right. And so, Becky Lynch, I have no problem with her winning. All right, a feud of the year.
Huh.
So, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, all four winners, vote getters, WWE.
Of course.
The winner with 27%, Charlotte and Sasha Banks.
Of course. I don't know what it is about these smart marks with these names.
With 17%, John Cena and AJ Styles. 12%, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. 9%, AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose. I don't know how you can work somebody for 3 months and that be the feud of the year.
Yeah.
I guess that's today's wrestling.
Today's wrestling, man. I don't know.
I'm going to say, I don't have an answer. Bullet Club versus everybody?
See, who's everybody?
I don't know.
There you go. So how can that be your feud of the year?
Well, they're feuding with everybody in New Japan. They're feuding it with our Ring of Honor.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Here's a feud for you. All right. Dixie Carter and Billy Corgan.
There you go. That's
the feud of the year.
Yeah, that may be the one.
It was a loser leave town match, and they both lost.
Yeah, it's kind of in a weird twist. Yeah, I mean, Triple H versus Vince McMahon.
Mm.
When I sit around and watch Vince McMahon's version of a vision of what wrestling should be, and I watch H's version of what wrestling could be.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm like, man, come on.
All right.
Samoa Joe versus Nakamura. I'll knock that as a good feud.
That's true.
Had some good matches, man.
Let me throw this out to you. Changing
Finn Balor versus that powerbomb.
So let me throw this out to you. Changing the subject. You mentioned Triple H, his vision, and you mentioned Vince's fingerprints on wrestling. So I'm watching the UK tournament, and it's Michael Cole and Nigel McGuinness doing the commentary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed it. Michael Cole.
I've heard Michael Cole call wrestling, and when he's calling wrestling, he's not bad.
No, and I think a lot of that has to do is he didn't have Vince McMahon in his ear.
Yeah. And he wasn't, I'm sure he wasn't on there hyping up people's Twitter accounts and this and that. I'm sure they mentioned stuff, but
right.
I mean.
Right. It wasn't the focus.
Wasn't the focus of that show.
You remember when on wrestling shows the focus was telling you what the dates of the next show was, and now you can watch wrestling for a year and they won't. You won't hear any live dates unless they're trying to fill up the Alamo Dome?
Yeah, that's it.
Changing. It's weird. All right. Most popular wrestler of the year.
Me?
I don't know that you're eligible. You can be most popular commentator of the year.
Okay, well, I'm definitely that. No, I was just kidding. Most popular wrestler.
Who did you like the most this year?
I'm going to tell you who I think is Broken Matt Hardy. People love him, man. People love that. I see everywhere I go, delete, delete, delete. And I don't follow it a whole lot, yeah. But I see the two things that I see everywhere. Number one is that, and the other is you just made the list.
Yeah.
There's people at work say that.
Yeah.
So I got to include Jericho in that, even though I don't think Jericho's supposed to be popular because of it. People right. like it, and, you know.
I think TNA missed out on 6 months of merchandise sales.
Oh. Yeah.
By not capitalizing on this.
You think?
I've got it written down right here. Most popular, Broken Matt Hardy. If I'm scrolling through Facebook and I see anything with him, whether it's the 12 days of deletion or a promo with him and his brother, I stop and I watch it.
Right.
I have watched more TNA, or excuse me, Impact Wrestling this year than the last 3 years combined, solely because of Matt Hardy.
Me too. That's all. That's all I've watched is the Matt Hardy stuff. That's it.
Right.
I haven't watched anything else.
Yeah.
TNA.
Yeah.
Or Impact, whatever you want to call it, is the Broken Matt Hardy stuff. Just because it's a train wreck. It ain't necessarily my view of what wrestling should be or could be, but right. I mean, it's working for him, and it's getting him over. I don't know what it's doing for the business, but I mean,
right?
Some guys you got to put money in the bank, food on the table, and
he's doing that,
and he's doing it. So more power to him.
Voted on by the readers of Pro Wrestling Illustrated, most popular wrestler of the year, Shinsuke Nakamura, with 22% of the vote. Next, with 20% of the vote, Dean Ambrose. With 18% of the vote, Bayley. And with 9% of the vote, Enzo and Big Cass.
I got to tell you, I am over Dean Ambrose, man.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, the ship, there was a time something could have been there, but it ain't there anymore.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Right there with you. All right, most hated wrestler of the year. I'm interested to hear your take on this.
I'm guessing that Roman Reigns won.
Roman Reigns did win the PWI poll.
Which, you know, golly, did you see where they changed the footage of the guy when they did something with him? Yeah, and, you know, they shot footage, and I guess something happened to Reigns, and he cheered. When he lost the U.S. title, that's what it was.
Right.
And some of the crowd reaction, everybody jumped up and applauded, but there was another part in the show when they looked sullen and downtrodden. And if you watched the live feed, you would have seen them jump up and be happy. But I think when you went back and watched the replay, they had changed the footage where it was people looking on like they couldn't believe.
Oh, my.
The Reigns had gotten beat. Yeah, it was a kind of a big thing on YouTube and Twitter that people were talking about it.
Huh.
So I guess Roman Reigns is pretty good. I think a lot of people hate the Young Bucks.
Right.
A lot of people hate Kenny Omega. Maybe not so much now.
Young Bucks and Kenny Omega not even receiving votes.
I just hear people. I know a lot of people don't like them.
Yeah. So Roman Reigns, 26%, Kevin Owens, 19%, The Miz, 15%, and Eva Marie, 8%.
Yeah, I get why. I get the Eva Marie thing. I mean, I don't get it, but I know I hear all of this.
So can I tell you?
I see your tweets, and I keep scrolling.
Can I say this is who I had for most hated? This is the person that I liked the least this year in wrestling.
It's me.
James Ellsworth.
You know what? Yeah, yes, you're right.
Because I don't know what they did, but they tried like this, and it's not his fault.
No, I don't blame him for taking the money.
This is not a personal knock against James Ellsworth.
This is my knocking the company. For doing it.
Is that here you have all this talent on your roster, all this talent that's not caught up, and you're giving 15 minutes of fame to this guy.
Uh-huh.
that you gave a month-long main event program with AJ Styles with this guy. That's why.
And I ain't watched SmackDown since then.
Right.
And I ain't tweeted about it. I ain't cried about it. I ain't complained about it. I just quit watching.
Wait, are you telling me you didn't file a formal complaint?
I didn't file a formal complaint.
Yes.
I should have. I feel like my grievances would have been answered.
Listen.
If I had filed a formal complaint.
I have seen some of the formal complaints.
I've had them tweeted at me, and I've had them Facebook messaged at me.
Well, those are not the formal ones.
And those are informal. But for the record, there again, I did not delete you from the group. don't send me a message asking why, because I'm not going to respond, because I didn't do it.
That's funny.
Direct all of those messages to Heath Mulligan. Direct your tweets on Twitter at Heath Mulligan, not at the DDK show. Why did I get removed from the group? I don't know. You clearly think I care enough about you to read your 20th post about Macho Man Randy.
Who remembers this guy?
Who remembers this guy? And it's a picture of Ric Flair. Everybody, you dumbass, everybody remembers that guy.
Hey, all right. Hit like for Roman Reigns, heart for John Cena.
Yeah, okay, I ain't approving that crap.
No. We're trying to be different.
Like for John Cena, comment for Roman Reigns. I got a comment for you.
Get off of my lawn.
Starts with an F and ends with a U.
Actually, oh yeah, it does end in a U.
Of course, if I said it, Heath would delete me from the group. So.
Woo! Yes, if you use that, you should do that, and I'll block you from the group. We can work it. All right, next we got, we've got a few more here. Match of the year. What was your match of the year, Mark?
I liked the Ugly Ducklings versus Lucha World Order. It was a good match. It's not, if you'd have told me on paper I was going to like the match, I would have said, nope, that's going to be dumb. I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm not going to like it. And those guys, the Ugly Ducklings, just have a chemistry, and they look like they're having fun. And I think that's what it boils down to. And I think it's the same with the broken Matt Hardy stuff. You can just tell he's having fun.
Yeah.
And it makes you kind of forget that it is what it is. That it is more of comedy stuff, which I'm not usually into. And it was a sort of a comedy match, but it was serious when it needed to be serious.
Right.
I don't say that as an insult. I'm saying it's one of the best matches I saw live last year.
And what was... Yes.
And...
Because it was a dirty finish.
Yeah. Like they had threw everything but the kitchen sink at each other and then used a distraction roll-up as the finish, which was good. And I, you know, J.C. Harper and Ace Armstrong had a really good match, a three count show. I liked it. I liked the fact it was the complete opposite of the Ugly Ducklings Lucha World Order match.
Right.
Very, very old school, pick a body part and work it kind of match. And I dug it.
That was in September.
Yeah. AJ Styles and John Cena. I mean, I can't take away from that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if I had the best match of the year, and I say this truthfully, if I have to pick a match, it was Goldberg and Lesnar, because it got people talking, and it put a lot, and good or bad, I don't know. But people were talking about WWE. They were tweeting at them more. I mean, it got them a lot of buzz. It got them a lot of publicity. And, I mean, ultimately, I heard George Steele tell a story the other day. They were in Madison Square Garden, and they had a Royal Rumble or a Battle Royal. And for the first time ever, they let the Fabulous Moolah be in this Battle Royal. And at the end of the Battle Royal, Greg Valentine had won.
Uh-huh.
But Moolah had never been eliminated. So she slips up into the ring and she jumps up and drop kicks Greg Valentine in the back. And he goes right over the top rope. Boom. And Moolah wins.
Wow.
This Battle Royal in Madison Square Garden. This is back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And George Steele asked Vince McMahon, why would you put Moolah over in the Battle Royal? And he said, because if I'd have put Greg Valentine over in the Battle Royal, somebody might have on the street said that guy won that Battle Royal. But when I put Moolah over in the Battle Royal, the guy on the street's going to say, did you hear that Matt Fabulous Moolah won that Battle Royal with those men last night?
Yeah.
You have to understand that's how Vince McMahon sees wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
People, we end the streak so people will talk about it. You beat Lesnar in a minute and a half so people will talk about it.
You put your dad's limo driver in the Hall of Fame so people will talk about it.
You know?
So here's the thing. Like, at the end of the, like, okay. So let's have this conversation for a bit. I'm not saying you can't. Obviously, you and I, we've disagreed with a lot of Vince's booking. On this actual program, we've disagreed with some of Vince's booking. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day,
he's a billionaire.
We're not.
Yeah.
He needs to be a patron. We've even named one of our patron levels after him that you can read about patreon.com/doubledropkick. But what I'm trying to say is,
Vince could throw us $10 a month, talk about as much as we talk about him.
Yes, yes. But Vince, like, the wrestling fans treated the streak as if it's like Joe DiMaggio.
Real. Like it was real?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's call it what it was. They treated it like it was real.
And so if it's real, then when it's ended, okay, and it's real when it ends, okay, and it's a big deal when it ends. So if you're treating it like it's real, then when it ends, you can't start treating it, well, I can't believe they booked it like that.
Right.
I can't believe they booked it like that.
Absolutely. Because it doesn't matter, because I'm sure he got $1 million to do the job that night.
Yeah. Yeah. And for people to say, I can't believe Brock Lesnar did that. You can't believe that Brock Lesnar did what he was paid to do?
Right. I don't get some of that. I can't believe so-and-so, whatever. I don't get it. I don't know. I go to work, do what my boss tells me to do. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah.
Of course, maybe that's why I'm successful and some, you know, other people ain't.
Yeah.
And that's why Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker are successful when other people are not.
So, like, as we're recording this,
they're not marks.
Right. So, right, you know, Ryback's left the WWE, and this week he's released, the week that we were recording this, he's just said all these things about John Cena, whatever.
Yeah.
And whether they're true or not, here's the deal. Okay. Why is Ryback talking about John Cena? Because he wished he was him.
Here's what I think, and I don't know Ryback.
Right.
Never talked to Ryback, don't listen to a show.
Yeah.
But I will hear a clip every once in a while.
Right.
This generation hasn't had a honky-tonk man yet.
Yeah.
And I think Ryback has realized that.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to go out and be the one to make money telling the dirt.
Yeah.
He's just smart enough now that they don't get paid $1,500 to do a sit-down shoot interview, and that's all the money they ever get out of it.
Yeah.
These guys are now able to go do their own stuff. That what is his name? Hannibal. Devin Nicholson. The guy that sued Abby for giving him hep C.
Right.
Hannibal, but I can't remember what his working last name is. He's got the right idea with these shoot interviews. Have you seen what he does?
Uh-uh.
It's incredible, man. He's got a whole channel. He brings these guys in. He does a shoot interview with them.
Yeah.
And instead of releasing this hour and a half long shoot interview, he'll ask him a question. I watched Ronnie Garvin's last night.
Uh-huh.
What'd you think about when you found out you were going to win the title?
Yeah.
And Ronnie Garvin will give him about a 3 or 4 minute answer.
Uh-huh.
He'll say, hey, what'd you think about Dusty and the way he booked this? And he'll give him, that one was about 10 minutes because he don't like Dusty.
Right.
What'd you think about Jimmy Garvin and Precious? What'd you think about when you went to WWE? And then instead of releasing this hour and a half long shoot interview.
Yeah.
All right. He breaks them down into 4 or 5 minute segments, and he releases 20 of them on YouTube, and he puts an ad in front of all of them. And they all get a couple hundred thousand views. He makes a couple of bucks.
That's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
So is he selling DVDs or he has a channel?
No, he has a YouTube channel.
But
he's not selling the DVDs. He does the shoot interview, breaks it up into 10 or 15 5-minute segments, and releases them on YouTube, puts an ad at
the end of it. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
He's done one with Vader.
Wow.
He did one with Stan Hansen. He did one with Bruiser Brody's wife. He did one with Ronnie Garvin.
So you can watch all of them
Honky
for free.
Tonk Man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can watch them for free.
Wow.
And you just got, there's an ad that plays at the front where he's generating revenue from YouTube off of that ad.
So let me go swing back
to. It's a beautiful business
model. Let me swing back to Ryback in that I have a lot of respect for him in what he's trying to do now. I'm not even talking wrestling, like he's doing a podcast, doing a book, doing. Yeah. I mean, he's
going to strike while the iron is hot.
He's diversified.
Dish all the dirt.
Yeah.
That people want to hear because we don't. There's not a lot of dirt out there about what currently goes on in that company, and he's the guy that has realized, hey, I can make money doing that.
Right, even
he's
if it's
gonna be our honky tonk man,
even if it's made up.
I don't know that it is made up.
I don't know either. We don't ever know.
There's
a lot of rumor and innuendo.
Well, Cena didn't make it to the top and stay on the top by being everybody's best friend.
Right. No. So that part of it, he told a story the other day about where Cena was like just rude to this guy's kid's dad or something. And I don't know. But yeah, you're right. You don't, you know, you can make friends or make money. And I'm sure along the way, John Cena's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Well, and you're always going to have, though, guys who think they should have been.
Right.
The WrestleMania main event.
Right.
And for whatever reason, sometimes it's just that you happen to be there at the same time as a John Cena or a Steve Austin or a Hulk Hogan.
Right.
And sometimes that's the reason that you're not the main event. Sometimes we don't see our own flaws. They don't see what they did that might have made them choose someone else over them.
Right. Right. So I wrote a couple of down for match of the year. And again, these were any match on the Hardy Compound. Not the very last one with the Rock and Roll Express, but the first.
The first one was good. I mean, the second one was really good, though.
Yeah. Well, who was the second one? That's what I'm having trouble remembering. It was him and Jeff versus.
Abyss and.
Decay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Those were all entertaining. You mentioned the Cena Styles match for SummerSlam. I'm there. We saw Cedric Alexander and Chris Hero.
You know, I didn't think Cabarrus. About that. You're right. That was a great match.
And that was a great match. And Chris Hero came into the stands where we were, and we had an encounter with him. And then the other one that I would mention is Cedric Alexander and Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah,
just because I drove 3 hours to see Zack Sabre Jr. and saw him have a non.
That was back when me and you used to go see wrestling together.
Yeah. Now you know I check with you, see if y'all work, buy you a ticket, and then you cancel on me. But
that's not exactly what happened.
That's exactly.
You talking about that Ring of Honor show?
I'm not just talking about WrestleMania. Last year and this year.
You didn't buy me a ticket for WrestleMania.
Surprise.
You sent me a text message and said, I bought you a ticket, and I was on call that night.
Yeah, I said, hey, do you want to go to Ring of Honor? You said, and I'll read it. I got my phone right here. Mark, hey, I don't know. How are you doing today? It's so good to talk to you. There is a Ring of Honor show, a TV taping in Atlanta on Saturday, January 14th. Do you think you'd be interested? Would you like to go? Heath, that would be awesome. I love spending time with you.
Well, you found that awful quick.
Well, you're the only person I ever text. Now you made me lose my place, and I got to scroll and find it.
It sucks, though.
Da, 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 da. Hey, I'll go ahead and buy you a ticket. Sweet, that's awesome. I'll pay you back with a little bit of interest. And then I said, you can pay me back in other ways.
Here's how I know you're lying. Because I have never once offered to pay you for anything, much less with interest.
Mark, I got it right here. I think the Young Bucks are going to be there, Mark replied. The Young Bucks, I love them. They sell, take their time.
They know exactly how to slow down. So they do all the little things right.
Now, I was going to say, I got to go to Best in the World in June last year for Ring of Honor, their pay-per-view, and it was awesome. Some things went long, and the world title match was between Jay Lethal and Jay Briscoe.
Uh-huh.
And they only got about 12 minutes. And you could tell it got cut short, and I think if that had gone about five more minutes, that may have been my match of the year, because it was a good match. So, so match of the year is voted on by Pro Wrestling Illustrated. Styles versus Cena, 26%. Nakamura versus Sami Zayn, 15%. The Triple Threat women's match from Mania, 11%. And AJ Styles versus John Cena from Money in the Bank, 8%. So, and as I looked over here, the only non-WWE match, there's two, Omega versus Naito and Young Bucks versus Addiction versus Motor City Machine Guns.
And hey, man, don't forget that Revival and American Alpha.
Oh, yeah.
Matches and the Revival versus DIY.
Those are good.
All those matches, incredible.
I didn't say the Revival have a bad match this year. They're great, man.
They tweeted something about when you see James Ellsworth on the main roster, but you're not there yet.
all right, here we go. The big two, tag team of the year.
The Revival.
All right, you say the Revival.
And the Ugly Ducklings.
All right.
It was a two-way.
All right. New Day, 40 were the winners from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, 45%. Young Bucks, 25%. Enzo and Big Cass, 10%. The Revival, 8%. My winners, not even mentioned here until the very last. And we talked about it before. I'm taking the Hardy Boys. Okay. They're in their early 40s, completely reinvented themselves into... And I just loved it. They saved, I don't care what you say, they saved a wrestling company, and I have enjoyed watching them.
Yeah, they bought them some time.
Now, drum roll, please. That was a terrible drum roll.
Yes, it was.
There you go. Wrestler of the year. Uh-huh. Who you got?
Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Guy became a millionaire by showing up and working for 2 minutes.
Brilliant.
I get the work of the business. So. I mean, he did. He showed up. He did two moves and he became a
millionaire. Was it last year?
How could I hate that, man?
Was it last year?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to see somebody get Vince McMahon's money like that.
Yeah. It was 2 years ago that Lesnar won Wrestler of the Year and had spent like less than 30 minutes in the ring.
Yeah, man.
And, so the winner from, and this is the biggest margin in all the polls, and this is who I had. Give you three guesses.
AJ Styles.
51%, and it's AJ Styles.
You got a P1 hat on right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing an AJ Styles.
P1 over there. Phenomenal one. The phenomenal.
If you think this is a good idea for you to start referring to me as P1, please let's move along. So second, the second place with 14%, Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens 9%, Dean Ambrose 7%, and Bobby Lashley got some votes. Jay Lethal. But AJ Styles, like I said, he's my wrestler of the year. The guy had a great program with John Cena. He went over Cena clean in a great match. And
still didn't make as much money as Goldberg for working a minute and a half.
Do you know that for sure?
I don't know that for sure. But based,
I'm not saying that you're wrong.
But based on seconds worked...
Oh, he made more per...
I don't know that anybody's ever made more money in the history of the wrestling business than Goldberg did.
Ronda Rousey may have made more as far as mixed martial arts.
But I ain't talking about mixed martial arts. I'm talking about wrestling. I don't know that based on minutes worked, anybody's ever made as much money in the wrestling business as Goldberg did last year.
No. A minute 20. What was it? A minute 26 seconds?
It wasn't even a minute and a half.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You can say it wasn't a good match. They don't know how to work. We still talking about it.
I'll tell you what, they know how to work.
Yeah, they worked us.
They know how to work that bank account. They can work them numbers on that ATM machine to get some money out whenever they need to.
Right.
So.
Right.
All right. That's what it's about.
Huh?
That's what it's about. I don't know.
Is the most bang for your buck?
I mean, I can't. Yeah, the Young Bucks talk about it. Goldberg did it.
Listen, speaking of more bang for your buck, patreon.com/doubledropkick, whereas for as little as a dollar, okay, a dollar a month, you're going to get exclusive access to a private Facebook group where you get exclusive access to Mark and I. Mark doesn't answer questions on Twitter anywhere else except for this group. He does live videos on this group. He does it all.
I post pretty much primarily. I'll post something in the other group if it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But my good matches and good stuff is going to our patrons.
Yeah. We know where
if you don't like it.
We know where our bread and butter is.
Yeah.
So patreon.com/doubledropkick, doubledropkick.com. Excuse me, is where you can go on the website and find all the stuff. You can find Pro Wrestling Illustrated wherever fine magazines are sold, or you can download it on the name of this app, Zenio, the Zenio app on your iPad. They sell all sorts of magazines, and it was less than $4 to get this issue. And
really?
I have not had a chance to read the whole thing, but sure will. So, 1986 is the first one that I got, the year in wrestling, and I read it wrong because I thought it meant 1986. It was the year that it was saying it was the best year ever in wrestling instead of, that's the year in wrestling. I just didn't get it because I was 11 at the time. There's so many times.
You meant you bought it the other day.
No, I'm talking about the one in 1986.
Yeah.
When I bought it when I saw it on the newsstand, I thought, it was the best year ever in wrestling. The year in wrestling. It's like this church.
I've got a bunch of those at home, the PWIs with the,
yeah,
like what you just read.
Yeah.
I've actually got a lot of those at the house. I need to break them out and bring them over here and we can get some use out of them.
I've got the 100th episode, I got the 100th issue. And got some other stuff,
I've
too.
I've got a lot of those year-end awards
where
the fans voted on them and stuff like that. Well, I guess what we just went through. But it had a lot of other stuff, too,
Right, yeah, it's got a lot of stuff. And then we got the PWI official ranking. So, hey, thanks for listening to the Double Dropkick Show. If you're listening to this show is actually a break in the midst of a 9-part Ultimate Fantasy Tournament. So that will be... We will be returning to your regularly scheduled programming.
And then we're going to be done with that. And then we're going to start
WCW,
because I've been asked about that. We're going to do it. This tournament thing came up. And he finally watched some wrestling for once since we started the show.
I've watched more wrestling than you in the last month, probably.
I guarantee you have.
Yeah.
Guarantee it.
So
I understood more of what I watched, though. Like, I'm guessing they showed Sam Mushnick in the crowd, and it didn't even register for you.
It did register with me.
But I can go right now for 20 minutes on who Sam Mushnick was.
You could, because I haven't read that part of the NWA How They Created a Wrestling Monopoly book yet. So anyway, hey, thanks for supporting Double Dropkick, the Double Dropkick Show. You know where to find us. We're on Facebook. Hey, so as always, for the show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
For the show, I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.